As we remain standing, let us pray. Loving and gracious Lord God, we ask for your goodness to be manifest in our lives, in our families, our church community, and our city. Give us revelation, knowledge, insight, and the ability to act on them. Let us have too deep a sense of humor ever to be proud. Let us know our absurdity before we act absurdly. Let us understand that when we are most humble, we are most human, most truthful, and most worthy of your serious consideration. Let us always remember that we are blessed to be a blessing. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. We are now fully in Lent, a time to slow down and give time and space to remember the faithfulness of God and to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to change us from glory to glory. Any process of inner renewal can be hindered by worry. Does anybody here ever worry? And I think it prevents blessings on our circumstances and our lives. It's as if we hold up our hand and tell God to stop doing what God does best, which is making a fuss over us. Worrying can close our hearts and can result in unrealistic anxiety and fear in our spirits. And to worry what's going to happen in the future will not change the outcome. What happens is that we spend an inordinate amount of time fretting over things. So what is it that you worry about? I read the other day that worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once. It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time. And worrying doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. Worry is a cycle of inefficient thoughts whirling around a center of fear. And then there's this popular song, "Don't worry, be happy." In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. And in the reading from Genesis, Abraham is worried. He is concerned that God has given him no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. Abraham is worried about an heir, even though he had been promised something much bigger. In chapter 12, God had called Abram to move out in faith and established a covenant with him, telling him that he would be the father of a great nation. Not only would he be blessed, but other nations on earth would be blessed. And God had asked him to move out in faith and obedience to parts unknown. And really, all Abraham had to go on was God's promise to guide and bless him. He had no idea how that one decision to not worry about where he was going would affect the history of the world. His compliance set into motion the development of a nation that God would eventually use to fulfill the promise of a blessing to all nations, Jesus Christ. But like us, Abraham begins to worry, and God assures him, "This man, the servant, shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue will be your heir." He brought him outside and said, "Look toward the heaven and count the stars. If you are to count them, so shall your descendants be." So just when Abraham was despairing of ever having an heir, God promises descendants too numerous to count. God's blessings are always beyond our imaginations, more than the stars or the grains of sand. And the Lord goes on to remind Abraham in verse 7 that it was God who began this journey and God would give him what he had promised. In other words, don't worry. I'm looking after the universe and it shall be as I have said. Yet in spite of these words, like us, Abraham still worried. But, oh Lord God, how am I to know that shall possess it? Abraham was looking for confirmation and assurance that he was doing God's will, which is a natural human response. And we also want assurance when we ask for guidance. And we need to believe in a heartfelt inner confidence that God is who he says he is and does what he says he will do. Faith and obedience are keys to God's blessing. They are the actions that let God be God. Abraham made a choice in spite of his apprehension to go with God's destiny for his life. And that still applies to you and I. We were not put on this earth to live for ourselves. Like Abram, we have been given life for something much bigger than our worries. And when we go with God's plan, our life will be blessed. There are several ways to understand a blessing, which has within it this sense of being deeply satisfied. Okay, so keep that in mind as we talk about blessing. First, our blessings are given to us so that we can flow them to others. We are blessed not so that we can feel good about ourselves or to be comfortable, but so we can bless others. Blessings are to flow outward. Jesus says in Matthew 10:8, give as freely as you have received. And when we bless others, God takes care of our needs. And God promises that if we will concentrate on our blessings, others, our own needs, will be taken care of. There is almost nothing that God won't do for the person who really wants to help other people. And God guarantees a blessing in Luke 18:25. Jesus says, I guarantee this, anyone who gives up anything for the kingdom of God will certainly receive many times more in this life and will receive eternal life in the world to come. When you and I care about helping other people, God assumes responsibility of our problems and our worries. Does anybody find it difficult to not worry? Come on. Lori, Helen, yeah. The real blessing for God is he's so much better at handling our difficulties than we are. Next, our blessings to others will come back on us. It goes something like this. The more we bless and help other people, the more God blesses our lives. But that is not why. We've got to be careful with this one. Because God is not a vending machine. So you put in $2 and you get a blessing. That's not how this works. Luke 6:38 tells us, give away your life. You'll find life given back, but not merely given back with bonus and a blessing. You and I can never, ever outgive God. The more we try and bless others, the more God pours out his blessings on us in return to do what? To give it out again. God can't help himself. God is the great giver, and we are the receivers. The more we are blessed by God, the more he expects us to help others. Jesus expressed it this way, much is required from the person to whom much is given, much more is required from the person to whom much more is given. We are created and blessed to be a blessing. God works his appeal through us, and we are created to give thanks continually. This is an opportunity to ask God to make you more aware of how each day brings with it blessings. You know, seeing a patch of blue sky the other morning is an opportunity to give thanks and see it as a blessing. Becoming more aware of those you are closely connected to and find time to give them a hug and tell them that you will let you help them, and it gives you joy to let somebody, it gives you more joy. Someone shared with me this morning that they're going to say 2 wonderful things to everybody twice a day. They're going to, you know, whoever they meet, they're going to say something positive twice a day, which is the reversal of our complaint thing. Remember the bracelet? By the way, how's that going with the bracelet? You still got yours on? John Ketcher hasn't changed his in a week. I'm sorry, John. But Warren had to change it this morning. If you're out for a walk and you find a beautiful stone or a piece of driftwood, give thanks. And we were out on a walk. I was out on the walk the other day, and I met Elaine and Patty, and we're coming back. And what did it say on the stone you found, Patty? You are beautiful. What it was, Andrea, was stones that I guess the Christian school keeps on putting them on the walk. Anyhow, it was beautiful. And I found one about 3 or 4 weeks ago that said, "You're special." It was like so cool. It was so wonderful. Give thanks for blessings as you give money for a purchase. You know, you're in a store and you have money to buy something. Give thanks for that as a reminder of how much God has given to you. However you give thanks, God is delighted. So be aware of being blessed to be a blessing. Our blessings should flow to each other. When we bless others, God takes care of our needs. Our blessings to others will come back to us. And finally, the more we are blessed, the more he expects us to bless, to help others. Based on the blessings of your life, what does God expect from you? Everyone deeply satisfied? What are the needs around you for which you can use your gifts to be a blessing? Talk with each other. Share with each other how good God is. All the time, God is good. Give thanks and give up worrying. For this Luke 12:26. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing, then what is the use of worrying about bigger things? Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry, be happy. For in every life we have some troubles, but when you worry, you make it double. So don't worry, be happy. Let us pray. O God, without you we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you've set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.